All right, we need to call it as it is. I just watched Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, go live on Fox News and spend multiple minutes calling for the destruction of radical left institutions, taking them to their very end and burying them. He's going absolutely insane. And this is the time to, number one, de-escalate, but number two, maybe not leverage the death of somebody who you claim is your, quote, friend to immediately push a radical agenda that pushes more hate, will lead to more violence in America. And it's not just Stephen Miller. Right before this on Fox News, Brian Kilmeade was saying that maybe homeless people should be involuntarily euthanized. The rhetoric going on Fox News is insane. And again, I want to call it as it is. There is this double standard at play where Republicans at the top level use the craziest rhetoric possible. So for example, Donald Trump will make a post about Chicago being invaded. He just did that a week or two back, and we're like five news cycles past that. But he made this AI post where it said, Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War. And then when I respond and I call that fascist, they say that I'm the one that's being inflammatory. Another good example is yesterday. Someone tried to call me out on Twitter and say I'm divisive because I titled the video, Fox News host declares war. And then I said, hey, dude, what if I showed you a clip of Jesse Waters actually declaring war? So I showed him the clip where Jesse Waters is like, this is war now. And the guy just didn't respond. So again, he tried to claim that we were being the divisive ones because we were just responding proportionately to an insanely inflammatory thing said on the right. The point that I'm trying to make is, as I walk you through these videos, I want you to keep in mind this disproportionality. I want you to keep in mind who I'm showing you. This is Donald Trump's deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller. This is somebody who many reporters say basically is spearheading the immigration policy of the administration, the LGBTQ, anti-LGBTQ policy of the administration, and a lot of the most radical social policies. People say that Trump is getting very tired. You can see it on camera. He's physically tired. So he's ceding a lot of this policy direction to people like Stephen Miller. Now, people like Stephen Miller go on Fox News and have no problem being divisive as hell because that's the type of thing they live and breathe. Another example, do you guys remember when Terry Moran got fired for saying that Stephen Miller was a hateful person? Well, think about this. I'm about to show you a clip as well of Brian Kilmeade saying that homeless people should be involuntarily put down, and he's not being let go. That's way more divisive. So the point that I'm trying to make again is the disproportionality. Let's take a look at this clip of Stephen Miller, and then we'll move from there.
And let me tell you something, I'm not sharing with anybody, but the last message that Charlie Kirk gave to me before he joined his creator in heaven was he said that we have to dismantle and take on the radical left organizations in this country that are fomenting violence.
Out of all of the things that never happened, this one definitely never happened. How shameless is it to go on Fox News a few days after somebody who you claim to be a friend died and you say, the last thing this person told me is they want the destruction of the enemy and I'm going to enact that. Wow.
That was the last message that he sent me before that assassin stole him from all of us. And we are going to do that under President Trump's leadership. I don't care how. It could be a RICO charge, a conspiracy charge, conspiracy against the United States, insurrection. But we are going to do what it takes to dismantle the organizations and the entities that are fomenting riots, that are doxing, that are trying to inspire terrorism, and that are committing acts of wanton violence. It has to stop. And my message is to all of the domestic terrorists in this country spreading this evil hate, you want us to live in fear? We will not live in fear, but you will live in exile.
I don't know. Okay, just parse the sentence that he just said. To all of the domestic terrorists that want to spread this hate. So in the same sentence, he's calling the entire other side domestic terrorists, but then saying that the entire other side is actually the one who is hateful and using radical rhetoric. You see the game that they're playing right here? I mean, here's a really good example of the game that they're playing. Elon Musk on Twitter, who has 300 million followers, 200, 300 million followers, and has a huge reach on X because he owns the platform. He's been responding to tweets from people on like the far left or just bots or antagonists, but they have zero followers and zero likes. So again, just think about this parallel. I keep going back to this, but I just want to make this point. Stephen Miller is Trump's deputy chief of staff, and he's screaming this stuff. Elon Musk is pointing out someone named Raven, who has zero likes on her post. There's zero likes on this post. There's one response, and it says, quote, can Erica Kirk be next? Hashtag F Erica Kirk, F Charlie Kirk. It's just dumb. Like, who, I don't know, whoever put this is being divisive. Nobody actually thinks this. Every Democratic politician, every liberal pundit in the media that you guys watch immediately condemn this. I can guarantee everybody condemned this. Yet Elon Musk then quotes it and says, either we'd fight back or they will kill us. He says, either we fight back or they will kill us. And this got 194,000 likes. So who's the one being divisive here? This no-name person on Blue Sky who got zero likes, or Elon Musk who got 194,000 likes? It's very clear to see the difference here.
Because the power of law enforcement under President Trump's leadership will be used to find you. We use it to take away your money, take away your power, and if you've broken the law, to take away your freedom, Sean.
This dude has lost his absolute mind. I want to show you this clip of Brian Kilmeade talking on Fox News to Lawrence Jones about homeless people. And first, what they're floating at the beginning is already crazy. They're saying homeless people should immediately be locked up in some sort of mental institutions, which ignores a lot of the many factors why somebody could be homeless. But then Brian Kilmeade says, or just involuntarily, like, euthanize them.
We feel so compassionate because you see the mental health crisis just, happening.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not our job. We shouldn't have to live in fear while they figure out what's going on right there.
Right.
Put them in a mental institution, put them in a jail, and you guys figure it out. But people having to duck and dive on the trains and the buses, walking through the street, this is one case, but this is happening all across the country, and it's not a money issue. They have given billions of dollars to mental health and the homeless population. A lot of them don't want to take the programs. A lot of them don't want to get the help that is necessary. You can't give them a choice. Either you take the resources that we're going to give you, and or you decide that you're going to be locked up in jail. That's the way it has to be now.
Or involuntary lethal injection or something. Just kill them.
Yeah, Brian, why did it have to get to this point?
Right. I would say this. We're not voting.
Well, why did he just brush it off that quickly? I like how they tried to move. Did you hear what he said? He said, or involuntarily.
Or involuntary lethal injection.
Yep. Or involuntary lethal injection, and they agree.
Or something. Just kill them.
Yeah, Brian, why did it have to get to this point?
Right. I would say this.
Just kill them, he says. So here's the difference again. Over on MSNBC, some host just got fired for saying that the reason Charlie Kirk was killed is because he was hateful. Or when you put hate out in the world, it comes back at you. He was fired for saying that because the right-wing media ecosystem blew that clip up and it got tens of millions of views. People calling out that MSNBC host's name, where he lives and everything, and he got fired. Now, with Fox News, they have such a tight media ecosystem on the right. He can say stuff like this, and there's not huge public backlash. That's what we do on this channel. We make sure that we're putting a spotlight on all this, but this is batshit. This is absolutely absurd, and this is a Fox News host saying this in front of millions of people, while Stephen Miller is over here spazzing out in front of millions of people on Fox News.
Conspiracy against the United States? Insurrection, but we are going to do what it takes to dismantle the organizations and the entities that are fomenting riots, that are doxing, that are trying to inspire terrorism, and that are committing acts of wanton violence.
Oh, we're going to dismantle the institutions who are advocating for domestic terrorism and rioting. Are we going to start with the Proud Boys or any of the 100 different organizations that participated in January 6th and then were subsequently pardoned by Donald Trump? I mean, again, Donald Trump sparked January 6th from the top down by saying the election was stolen, and Elon Musk is over here pointing out somebody who has probably zero followers. Everybody needs to continue using responsible rhetoric, but that starts with the other side. Democrats have nothing to apologize for right now. As Elizabeth Warren said, the first person to apologize for the divisive rhetoric should be Trump. We should go back and start in 2012, and Trump can apologize for saying that Obama was born not in America, right? And then we can go to 2016 and he can apologize for saying lock Hillary up. And then we can go from there and we can figure out which side has used more divisive rhetoric. It is going to be Republicans 10 out of 10 times. Maybe there are going to be some random insane posts made by people on the far, far left. Who knows? There's always crazies. But The leaders in the Republican Party are fomenting a lot of hate, as Stephen Miller says. I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate you all, and peace out.